From the wheat fields of the Thumb to the cherry trees on the Third Coast, Michigan grows more than 300 different foods and products that we all enjoy every day. We're on a mission to find every local restaurant, manufacturer, and food company sourcing their ingredients right here in the Mitten. And in the process, bridge the gap between the farm and your fork. We want to introduce you to all things Michigan agriculture and food. This is Michigan AF. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Michigan AF podcast. Hopefully by now you've realized that here we love supporting new and small businesses that are getting their start in Michigan. And today we're chatting with Michael Meadows, the co-founder of Protein Pints, an ice cream packed with protein. Welcome to our podcast, Mike.
Thanks for having me. Super appreciate it, Noel.
So can you start just by telling us what Protein Pints is?
Yeah, quite simply, it's protein ice cream. So our pints have 45 grams of muscle building protein in them, giving a nice alternative to shakes and bars.
Very cool. And how did this idea come about? Like, how did you decide that you wanted to make ice cream and more packed with protein, et cetera?
For sure. So this story actually goes way back. I started this business with my best friend that I met on the bus in kindergarten. And we grew up in Hudsonville, Michigan. And for most Michiganders, you know the brand Hudsonville ice cream. So we grew up eating that pretty much every time we hung out. We'd be eating scoops and scoops and scoops of this. But as we got to college, we got into college athletics. We were both athletes in college. And we had to change our nutrition to reflect that. And we wanted something that was high in protein for ice cream, and it didn't exist. So we decided to create it.
And what did that process look like? Was there a lot of trial and error? Did you, like, how did you come about making an ice cream with protein?
Sure. So actually, turns out protein ice cream isn't this new concept. There's actually tons of at-home recipes that you can find online. And that's actually where we started. So we ordered a Cuisinart ice cream maker. There's also another brand people know, Ninja Creamy, where you can make ice cream at home. So that's really where we started. But what we had found is nobody had commercialized this idea of protein ice cream. So we really just started by making our own recipes at home. We did about 20, 30 iterations of that. And we really quickly realized we were in over our heads. So we actually ended up bringing on a team member who has been in the confectionery space specifically for ice cream for over a decade to help us with our formulations.
Really cool. And I personally have tried the peanut butter one. It's delicious. It's really, really good. So what would you say are some of the biggest lessons that you have learned by starting a food business specifically?
Yeah. I mean, I always say that, like, we pick the hardest category in food. It's frozen and dairy. So there's a lot of learning curves to go through with that. Like having to use dry ice to get all of our distribution around. I mean, we started this really not knowing anything about consumer packaged goods, the food industry, any of this. I mean, so top to bottom, it's been a learning experience for sure.
And what I understand that Protein Pints has a really interesting connection with something that I know a lot of our listeners love, the MSU Dairy Store. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So as some of you probably knew, during COVID, the MSU Dairy Store was shut down, as was the complex that was making all the ice cream here on campus. So kind of over the past year, we've been revamping that facility, getting it back up and running, making MSU Dairy Store's ice cream. But also in that process, working with them, we've also worked out a deal where we're going to be making protein pints at the MSU Dairy Complex alongside MSU Dairy Store's ice cream.
That's awesome. And will that give you an opportunity to really expand the business?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we can't make too much where we're at right now, but this gives us a lot more ability to make much more pints. Yes.
Great. And so what is it about Michigan that made you want to start your business here?
To be honest, I don't think there's any other place we would have been able to start. I think Michigan State University is super unique, being a huge agricultural and food school, and also just having resources like the dairy complex, which, like, just don't exist at other schools. So really, I mean, we've been touring all around the state, you know, sharing protein pints, and there's incredible support in Michigan for entrepreneurship startups, especially student startups in general. I think it's, like, an incredibly underrated state for starting a food business. Yeah.
Yeah. So what does the future hold for Protein Pints? How do you hope to expand and grow?
Sure. Yeah. So right now we're in a few Meijer Format Market stores, the MSU Dairy Store, a couple ice cream shops, but actually in February of next year here, we're going to be going to 10 supercenters. So a big way people can support us is by just going to these stores and purchasing it and showing that this product can work at those big stores like Meijer. So that's kind of what we're gearing up for next year.
Awesome. And so you mentioned a couple of the places that people can find Protein Pints now. Where can they also find you then online?
Yeah, proteinpints.com. We're really big on Instagram too. That's where you can kind of keep up to date with our story. But we're available at the Capital City Market in Lansing, the Bridge Street Market in Grand Rapids. Yes.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about Protein Pints or starting a business in Michigan?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think just I'd reiterate that a big way that you can support us, especially if you're someone who eats protein products, is by going up into the Meijer stores and really showing that this product can work. It's really kind of this rolling experiment. They're putting us in 10 stores here to basically see how it does. So it's a really crucial time for our business if you're up for supporting local startups.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
In Michigan, we enjoy so many great foods and different variety of things because of those farmers who are farming here. And we also get to enjoy then the products that come out of those great foods like Protein Pints. I hope that you will come back and join us again soon to hear more about what is Michigan AF. The Michigan AF podcast is a project of the Michigan Ag Council and the Michigan Grown, Michigan Great campaign. We are a coalition of farmers and agribusinesses committed to providing the best possible foods and products for our neighbors, communities, and the state we all love. To hear more podcasts and to learn about Michigan's agriculture diverse sector, visit michigangrown.org.